This channel run over. Channel run over in a continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy this Saturday morning and Tuesday morning, the 8th of December, 1970. Channel run over. Channel run over in continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 8th of December, 1970. It's around 10 o'clock, so we got in our visit early. This is Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 8th of December, 1970. This is a rather short side, just a little bit on this side, just a little bit on this side. Up to 29, it has to go up to 29 before the tape starts, up to 29 before the tape starts. And this is Channel 1 over, a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 9th or 8th of November, December. Tuesday morning, the 8th of December, 1970, Channel 1 over, and continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy, and the tape starts at 29. The tape starts at 29.
But you said came. But I don't remember.
Who was it you said?
She said Burnett comes.
Oh, yes.
And you thought we ought to know him because he comes every day.
No, don't you know? Don't you know? I couldn't remember. I couldn't place him, Miss Daisy.
Hmm.
Who was that? That was.
Not Stephen. Not anybody named Stephen.
Oh, he lives down here, you know, across from Burnett. And they go over to the bar every now and then.
Sam visits us over to the bar.
Uh-huh.
Well?
They come down at Buddy's, and then they go over to the bar.
And he helps Buddy.
He helps Buddy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't be out on Bud. Of course, I don't think he's able to work.
Yeah, no.
Well, who lives down there across from Burnett?
Across from Burnett?
Yeah, Burnett, you know, down that road.
Mm-hmm.
Who comes over here?
Well, James Pye lives there
across from
Burnett.
Yeah, that's not him.
I don't know who we talked about.
Miss Daisy?
Sir?
Now, that does look like they look at you, like you were saying.
Like Bessie was saying.
Yeah.
Yes, but I know better. And Bessie ought to know better. She know them folks don't see us.
What was she telling you?
Bessie?
Mm-hmm.
She said it looked less like they was looking at her and talking with her.
Yeah.
The way they look. I said, but you know they are not. She said, I believe it is. I said, Miss Bessie. I said, you know that ain't nothing but a picture. But you see, Bessie, I think she dreams things.
Yeah.
She just thinks things.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like she all thought that picture was talking to her. She see it and hear it, but he still won't see her.
Well, it sure looks like it, don't it?
Just like she said, she believed she had a light stroke. I said, oh, you had no stroke? She said, well, I had some. I said, you ain't had no stroke. I said, then you think about something else. I was thinking about strokes and first one thing and another all the time. Oh, forget about that stuff. Well, she couldn't raise her leg up. And it must have been a stroke. It must have been. I said, well, no stroke. I said, sometime, and I said, I'm so long, I can't raise my woman. Rather, that's what I keep on telling her to do, and you did too, didn't you?
Did they have those, now, Isaiah eats over there, Miss Bessie.
Yes, sir.
But he don't stay over there very long.
No. When he eats, he gets out, and he checked that law, and then he get in his car, and he go on down to his sister's or someone.
Well, now, a lot of times he goes down to Darcy's.
Who? But, I say, every day, I say, go to Darcy's every morning, and he go every evening. Before he go to work, he goes to Darcy's and speak to them. You see, my house is, my door is closed when he go to work. He don't speak to me, but he sure see me that evening when he come back.
And he speak then?
Mm-hmm. I'm glad he's over here, myself. You know, to be there with Bessie and to do things she wants him to do. He do things I ask him to do too sometimes. He ain't like James. I give him money night full lace to bring me some mustard yesterday. He ain't giving no money, he ain't said nothing about no greens and ain't broke no. And I ain't said nothing to him about it. But you see, I won't ask him no more now in a long time. About nothing. Nothing. I don't fool with him much. He got to where he can't remember nothing. Let him tell it.
Now these fellas have come down to his house there, and then they go on over to the bar a little while and help him and all?
Well, they leave there, and I don't know where now. There was a bunch of them there Sunday.
Yeah.
One of them was Bunnett's son, and one of them, I didn't know. I don't know who he was. When they got through working at them cars and things, that I don't know which way they went.
Well, Isaiah says, well, I'll go on over to the bar and help Buddy.
Mm-hmm. He go over there lots and help him. I think he go over there about every night when Buddy would.
In the summertime when it was warm and you were on your porch and he stopped by,
mm-hmm.
he'd ask you, he'd speak to you, Isaiah
yes,
would.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Daisy, we got to get moving, haven't we?
Miss Daisy.
How was your preacher? How'd you and your preacher get along Sunday?
Just nicely. Just nicely.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to hear about him. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe...
He's getting along all right.
Come down there and listen to him talk sometime.
Now that's the end of this side. That's the end of this side. That's the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 8th of December, 1970. And it's just a little after 10. That's the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 8th of December, 1970. Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over around 75. Channel 1 over around 75. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 8th of December, 1970. Channel 1 over. That's the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 8th of December, 1970.
What's the idea?
She was out there. Okay. I've got to bring those cows up, too.
Yes.